Welcome to the audio introduction for Firewing, written by David Pearson, directed by Alice Hamilton. Performances run from the 17th of April to the 23rd of May, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 1 hour and 25 minutes long with no interval. Access tickets are between £14 and £17.50. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of Firewing features Charlie Beck as Marcus and Gerard Horan as Tim. In a dilapidated cabin by a lake, deep in the English countryside, Tim, a celebrated wildlife photographer, prepares to welcome Marcus, the latest in a string of failed apprentices. Despite his lack of knowledge or experience, Tim quickly sees there's something different about this one. He just needs to figure out if Marcus can be trusted with the professional techniques he's spent decades developing. Together, they endeavor to find and photograph the elusive firewing, a task that will test the lengths they're willing to go for something that may be just beyond their reach. It's said that a picture tells 1,000 words, but for Tim and Marcus, every shot becomes a question of what we see, what we choose to capture, and what we leave out of the frame. As you enter the studio, you continue down a corridor towards the stage with the seating bank to your left. The main part of the set is a cross-section of an old shed or birdwatching post. It is a raised platform with a wall at the back and on the left-hand side. The stage floor is made of old, untreated wood. The raised stage looks like an island with what appears to be water at the front and its left-hand side. Behind this and going all around the set behind the cabin are vertical strips of material in front of a silver reflective background. The material has a faint print on it, making it look like birch trees, and the changing lights reflect on the background behind it as if it is the sky changing colour. On the platform, the set itself has walls that are made of MDF with a green stain painted on them. In the middle of the back wall is a planked wooden section that looks like it could be a large piece of flooring that has been repurposed. On it is a rough old notice board with various images of birds, articles, notes, and post-its pinned to it. There is also a clipboard with documents hung on it at the top of the notice board. Underneath the board is an open-fronted shelving unit, on top of which are several cups, a kettle, a tin, and a few cans of baked beans. On the shelves themselves are some files, a towel, an old slide projector, what might be a mini-fridge, and some small boxes with files in them. On the left-hand side of the back wall is a doorway leading to the outside, and in the right-hand corner, another doorway that leads through to a cubby space. At the far end of the right-hand wall is a door which leads to the toilet. On the left-hand side of the room, on what looks like the edge of the wooden platform, stands a basic chest-level desk. Clamped onto its top is a professional-looking camera with a long lens, pointing out into the forest. There is also a very old, battered leather swivel chair positioned at the desk. In front of the desk, towards the audience, is a square metal file box. On the right-hand wall is an old, very basic sofa with no arms and a dusty brown sheet covering it. Above this is another notice board. During the play, the time shifts from the present to the 80s, before the cabin had been converted from an old dilapidated shed. The section of back wall with notice boards on it is moved off stage, revealing yet more basic MDF stained green. Where the notice board was on the right-hand side is now a section of blue tarpaulin, poking through as if covering an exposed window. During this time shift, the two actors change costume, and through their dialogue you will hear that the actor playing Marcus becomes a younger version of Tim, and the actor playing the older Tim becomes his father.
Hello, my name's Charlie Beck. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm white British, and I do not have any visible disability. In regards to my character is called Marcus. I am also white British. I identify as male and he, him, and I am 22 years of age. I have about average build and height, 5'10", with short brown hair, which is slightly shorter on the sides than on the top. I have little to no facial hair. The character Marcus, he's a working class lad from Southbridge. He has a kind of cocky swagger bravado to him, and that's portrayed in the kind of the way I move around the space. Certainly when I sit on the sofa and kind of take ownership of that sofa, how I slouch in that, how I kind of make myself at home in that sofa to try and kind of take over the space. However, when the genuine interest in the things that are being taught to him peaks, you know, I will present myself as someone who's much more listening and, you know, and wanting to take everything in. But I do like to try and make the space my own. And that comes from both bravado and just kind of personal background, with his need to fill silence, and you know, he often won't think before speaking, and that can be demonstrated through certain mannerisms and movements and twitchiness and eagerness to kind of say something and connect. Costume wise, I am wearing a grey jumper, which is a Stone Island jumper. I've got some Levi jeans, which are kind of longer and a bit baggy, and then some very plain, simple grey Adidas trainers. There is part of the scene where I end up barefoot, which then I'm barefoot for quite a while. I have my mobile phone on me, and I appear at the beginning with my Adidas rucksack. There is also a scene within the play where I play a different character. In that scene, I'm in a kind of 80s parka, which is blue with a nice furry hood. I've got an 80s retro jumper. The same jeans, which are tucked into some kind of big chunky grey socks with big walking boots and a black beanie. When I'm playing that character, he's a lot more kind of reserved in his movement. The movement is much more efficient. And takes a lot more care in what is said and what is done. Also, you can tell from my accent now, I'm a Midlands boy. But in the play, both characters are from a city that is created called Southbridge. And so it will be kind of a more East London Southern accent. And that'll be for both characters.
Hello, folks. My name is Gerard Horan. I'm playing Tim in the show. Tim and I are both in our early 60s. My pronouns are he and him, as are Tim's. I am white British of Irish heritage, very recent Irish heritage. I would say that he has no visible disabilities, Tim. And he is also physically quite a still person. He is a professional wildlife photographer and is very used to spending time on his own, sitting still, silent, observing nature and waiting to take his perfect shot, waiting to take a photograph that he's interested in. I play another character in scene 6 of the play, which is a scene that takes place in flashback, as it were, to the early 80s. That character is a bit more frenetic in their physical activity and is slightly younger, is written slightly younger than Tim. The character of Tim will... I have a short white beard, white hair that is worn short, not cropped but quite short. I'm 5'10" and a bit, I think, 5'11". I have quite heavy build. When I'm playing the other character, I do move a bit more frenetically. Tim wears outdoor type clothes, but he's a very practical man. So he's wearing hiking boots, thick woolen socks, dark brown corduroy baggy trousers, an open neck country style check shirt with a photographer's / angler's waistcoat multi-pocketed for all of his kit. He uses all of those pockets pretty much, and there are many of them, to keep bits of kit and whatnot about him. The character in scene 6 is, on the other hand, is a much more urban character. He wears loafers. He wears a quite brightly checked flat cap, a leather suede jacket, an open-necked orange striped shirt, a sovereign gold ring. So he is very much a fish out of water in this environment, this rural, quiet rural environment. I think that's all I can tell you about the way the characters look and how they move. And I really hope you enjoy the show. Thank you.